ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samech Gimel. Welcome back, everyone. Today's daf is a start to the continuing of yesterday's daf, which is the sugya of Rabbi Yanai. Mer says that to pay Rabbi Yanai, they would borrow Peiros Shvius from Aniyim. The Aniyim would get rid of their Peiros Shvius. And the Beir Rabbi Yanai would pay back in the eighth year. And this way, the payers that they would pay back did not have to do shashvias, and there was no problem of biur in the payers they would pay back. So they asked Rabbi Yechanan if this was okay. And Rabbi Yechanan said that it's Yos Heinavdin, they're allowed to do this, connect them to Esnan Mutr. And also in Esnan, it's Mutr, that's the topic of today's daf, Sugyav Esnan. So we saw yesterday, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. In which case, how far does this heter of the Beir Rabbi Yanai go? The opinion of the Ri, the Tei starts off with the Ri, which is also the opinion of the Ramban, that the whole heter, to pay back Peiros Shvius, and there's not chal on them any Kedusha, is only if the Peiros Shvius are no longer Ba'ilam. If you've already gotten rid of the Peiros Shvius, then when you pay back Peiros Shminas, then it's not chal any Kedusha. But if you borrow Peiros Shvius, and they're still around, and then you pay back Peiros Shminas, so it's Chal Kedusha. It's Chal Kedusha on the thing you pay back. Even though the Chiv is Chal Mishas HaMashicha or HaLva, but as long as the Peiros are Ba'olam, then it's Chal on them, it's Chal the Kedusha on the thing that I'm giving for those Peiros whenever I pay them back. That's in my Peiros Shvius, and who I didn't buy Avodah Zarah. Taisa says, if one sells the Avodah Zarah to a Goy, and the Avodah Zarah is still around in the hands of the Goy, when the Goy pays you, then it's Chal Isser on the Dhamin. That is the opinion of the Ri and the Ramban. Also, the Rishonim are Medag, that's the opinion of Rashi. So Rashi says, in Divrei Maskil, Yotei Navdin, Rashi says, Kevin de'ahi shaita lo yahavu hanoch be'en. Because at the time that you're paying back, the Peiros Shvius are not be'en, so therefore the Kedusha is not chal on what's given for them. It's Mashman Rashi that if they exist, if the Peiros are intact, even though they're in the hands of the loive, but if the pears aren't intact, then it's Chal Kedusha and was given for those pears. That is the opinion of Rashi and the Ri and the Ramban. But Tais brings the Rabbeinu Ochanan that says no, that takes the sugi one step further. It says that even if the pears exist in the world, when you have the piron, it's still not Chal any Kedusha and what's given for those pears. Because according to the Tesis, only the Mais of Mekach itself, or the Mais Halva itself, can get the Kedusha off of the Peiros Shvius and onto the other thing. But once you've borrowed the Peiros Shvius, or once you're claiming the Peiros Shvius, so now you just have a Chiyuv, a Chayiv. But it's not given right now directly for the Peiros Shvius. Only the Mekach, Bishas HaMekach, can be Mechal. The Lashon Naran, Naran explains the Vein of Tesis, Bishas Yitzias Kol Dover, Mirshus Chaveiroi Roi Shetochu. When, as you're making the transaction, as the Peiros Shvius are going from Reuven to Shimon, so then it could be Chal Kedusha on what Shimon gives to Reuven. If at that time that the transaction is happening, there's nothing being given for that, so it's not Chal Ani Kedusha. That's the Machlokes Rishonim. So see, this has ramifications in our daf today about Esnan. The Mar brings a raya from Esnan. So really, there are two cases in this case of Esnan. One, the first case, the ratio of the Braisa, is you first give the Esnan, and then your Baalah. In that case, it's not Chal Din Esnan on the Tleh. And also, the second case of the Braisa, the Seifa, is the opposite case. It's Baalah, the Charkach Nosanga. First, he was born in the Esnan, and then on the Zayna, and then afterwards he gave her an Esnan. So it's not Chal Shem Esnan on the sheep, because it wasn't there Bishas Abia. So the Gemara's right, really, from the Seifa. The Seifa, we see that Bo'lev, Acharkach Nosanla, it's not Chal Teres Esnan, even though it's being given for the Bia, and that's the right to the Seder for Bianai. That, in general way, is the Sugya Sagamara here. But a lot of Pratim here, a lot of Yisaitis thrown out of this daf. Maisa, this daf is actually quite a difficult daf. We'll do our best to explain what comes out here from the Sugya and the Rishonim. A lot of very Yisaitis in many, many different dinim. So first we start with the din of the ratio of the Braisa. Of Nosan Lada Veloy Baalea. So the Gemara says, if it's loy ba'aleh, so for sure it's not chal in a din esna. El ma'is nasan la v'achar kach ba'aleh. The Gemara asks, but still, so in kain leichal ala isr esan l'mafreya. If it was achar kach ba'aleh, then it should be chal in an isr esan l'mafreya. So the Gemara says, har mekam rabi kri vasay. That's the Gemara, says the Gemara further. If you say, may achshav, so pshita dishari, to lesa dishas biya, then the Gemara has words which are a question whether the right girsa is, but the girsa lefanenu in the Gemara is matona ba'almahu diyoivla. If he said me'achshav, so then it's pshita that is mutter, even if she was not karma vikri vasay, it's mutter. Why? Because matona ba'almahu diyoivla. That's our girsa. That's what seems also the girsa of Rashi is. That's the mesh of the Rashba and Mishmer Sabayis says the opinion of Rashi is that when you say me'achshav, so it's not chal. It's not chal in a Torah Sesna. And even if she wasn't called Marvikri Vasoi, it still would never be chal in a Torah Sesna. Why? Because Matana Bialmu Dioivla. Now, Lachar, it's Pashut that he wasn't giving her a gift over here. It wasn't Stan gave her a Tle as a gift, and then afterwards Baalea. Avadi Lachar, the Esnan was given, Al Das Bia. It's Tesis, another Rishonim say. Avadi gave her the Esnan, Al Das Bia Charkach. But because when he gave it to her, he said Me'achshav. It's tonight there's going to be a bia, but because the kinyan is completed right now, she has the right to now to do whatever she wants. So it's not chal in an esnan. If basayif le baalei avar, she has to give the esnan back, and if she got rid of it, then she has to pay for it. It's only given al das bia, but because the kinyan of the esnan is completed right now, so it's not chal in an teres esnan. That's the opinion of Rashi. Teis whoever and daf samach beizim beiz. Teis the last teisus. Tais argues with this. Tais says, no. And if he gave it to Adas Bia, so it's chal in a teres esan l'mafreya. It's chal in a teres esan l'mafreya. If she would not be karma vikri vasai, it would be chal in a teres esan l'mafreya. Even though she has a me'achshav. So we have a machlekes here. We have a machlekes Rashi in Tais. When the tle is given Adas Bia, and he says you could be kainer right now, so the fi Rashi, it becomes it's not an esnan, and if he takes this, it is an esnan. This is l'chayra the opposite of the previous machlekes we saw between Rashi and Tesis. Previously, we saw machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. When a person first gives the peiros shvius, and then afterwards pays back, l'fi Rashi, as long as the peiros shvius are ba'olam, so it's chal in it the kedusha. Even though the sin of the peiros shvius, the mekach, already happened yesterday. But as long as the peiros shvius are ba'olam right now, so then what I'm giving for them becomes aser. And Teis says, no. Teis says, l'shem rabbeinu v'achon. And Teis says, no. That as long as the mekach is over, then it's not chal ani kedusha. So l'chayru, we would assume that this they would also argue in the opposite case. What happens if I'm buying peiros shvius? And before I get the peiros shvius, I give him something else. I pay for the peiros shvius before I actually got them. So l'fi Rashi, once the peiros shvius are given, it should be chal the kedusha on what I gave him, if it's ba'olam. And l'fi Teis is not. L'fi Teis is only b'shasha yoytim mirushusa, like the Ran says, when actually the transfer happens, that's what's mechal the kedusha. L'fi Rashi, you don't need the transfer to happen to be mechal kedusha. As long as it's ba'olam, it could be chal kedusha. So go ahead and hear by Esnan, which is really mar mishtelsu to the inyan of peiros shvius and avodah zarah. That the esnan has to be given for the bia. The esnan has to be there bishas bia. In order that the esnan should be chal and neteris esnan, it's only if it's there bishas bia. That's really the safe of the brisa. That if the bia happens first, and then afterwards he gives the esnan, so it's not chal and esnan. So here we have the opposite case. First he gives her the esnan, al das bia, and then afterwards there's the bia. So the chayrech should be telling the same achlekes. And lefi Rabbeinu Elchanan, we would assume that it should not be chal and neteris esnan. If you Rashi, you assume that it should be chal in a teres esnan, and yet we see that each one says the opposite shita. Here Rashi holds that it does not become an esnan, and here Teis holds that it does become an esnan. So what's clear here, there's a difference between whether it's given before or whether it's given after. According to Rashi, when it's given before, if the thing that's given before it ba'ad the bia or ba'ad the peiros shvius, if it's given before, so then it will never be chalan in a teres esnan or a teres perish or the kedusha perish shvius. And according to Teis, it's the opposite. if it was already given, if you already gave the Peirush Shvius, or you already gave the Bia, so then what's given for that will never be Chalan in a Din Esnan or Kedusha Shvius. But if you gave it before, then it could be Chal. So that's obviously the Chiluk. But still the Hezber here. What's the Hezber in this Machalikas between Rashi and Tosfos? So first, let's explain Shitas Rashi. So the opinion of Rashi is that Chalipin, that it should be Chalanit Chalipi Avodah Zarah, or Chalipi Peirush Shvius, or all these things, it has to be that first you give the Avodah Zarah, first you give the Peirush Shvius, and then what's given for that is called the Chalipin, the taking the place of the Peirush Shvius, or of the Avodah Zarah. But when you give the money first, and then afterwards you get the Peirush Shvius, or the Avodah Zarah, or in this case, the Bia with the Zayna, so that can never be considered Chalipin. It has to be as a payment for the thing that has the Korech Mechal Dinim, which is the Peirush Shvius or the Bia. What's given as a payment for that takes the place of that and it gets those Dinim. But when you give a prepayment, give the money earlier, so that's not really a payment. Because the dinim of these things is that money is not koine. Money is not koine metaltalin. Money is not koine a person pays the zayna earlier. She's not mechuyev to be nivaltim. It's the esna zayna works within tzchiras payalim. The way it works is when the payal works for me, then I have to pay him. Or a mekach works the same way. When I'm koine your thing, so I have to pay back for it. When I borrow something from you, I have to pay back for it. So the only thing that could be mechal, could create a din, on what's given is first you give the Peirush Shvius, and what's given for them can be, and that it could be chal the Kedusha Shvius. If there's a Bia, so theoretically it could be chal on what's given for that, a din esnan. I might say there it's not because the Bia is not be'en anymore. But by Peirush Shvius or by Avodah Zarah, when you give the object, so now what's given for that is considered the chalipin of the Peirush Shvius or the Avodah Zarah, that has the ability to create dinim on that. That's why Rashi holds that if the Peirush Shvius were given first and they're still be'en, then it's chal kedusha. Mashenkin here, the money is given to the zayna earlier, that's not called chalipin of the bia. That's he made a prepayment, but really what happens is when she's nivellus to him, then he has to pay her. He already gave her the money right now. But we can't say that money is considered the money of the bia. Only way that it could be is if the tonight that they made up is that it would only be chal the din esnan bishas bia. That's the territory of the Gemara. The territory of the Gemara is, he told her, lihavi gapoch ad shas bia. So then she's only koine the tle at shas bia. So the tle, so the mekach is being chal at the time of the bia itself. So then the bia can be mechal on the tle a din of esnan. But kozman, you make a prepayment before the mekach, before the schirus, so that's not considered chalipin of that. So it's not going to be chal any dinim on that. That's the opinion of Rashi. But Tosfos holds differently. Tosfos holds that what makes a teiras esnan or a teiras chalipe peirush shvius is that when the time that the peirush shvius are being given over, if at that time there is something in their stead in the hands of the moicher of the peirush shvius, so then it could be chal and then peirush shvius. We need that he gets the mekach b'shas of the what's mechal the iser of Peirush Shvius is when you sell the Peirush Shvius. If there is right now something which is in their stead, so it could be chal on that at the din of the Peirush Shvius. So if what's given, if you don't give it over right b'shas mais, it's only given over later. Even the Peirush Shvius arba oilam, it won't be chal on them kedushas Peirush Shvius. Because what creates the kedusha to go from the Peirush Shvius to something else is the transfer of the Peirush Shvius. So we need that their chalipin is being given over is in the hands of the meicher b'shas chalipin b'shas that he gives over the Peirush Shvius. And who are they by esnan? By esnan, we need that b'shas bia the sheep should be in the hands of the zayna. We don't need that it should be given at that time. It's okay that it was given before. As long as the chalipin exists in her hands, bishas bia, then it'll be chalanin a din of esnan. And what in the other cases, according to Tosfos, by Peirush Shvius also, if you make a prepayment for Peirush Shvius, and then afterwards you're meishech the Peirush Shvius, so if the thing that was given ba'ad the Peirush Shvius is ba'olam, when you're Meshech Leperes Shvius, then we be chal on that thing, Kedusha Shvius. So again, according to Rashi, it's totally whether it's the payment comes before or after. It's only considered chalipin if the payment comes after. If it's a prepayment, it'll never be chal the din of Shvius. According to Tesis, it's not important whether it's a prepayment or a later payment. It's what's important is that the object should be there bishas the bia by the zayna, should be there bishas that you makne the payment shvius. If the chalipin is in the hands of the meicher, then it could be chalent. It. But if its chalipin isn't there right at that time, then it's a choiv bialma. And then when you pay back afterwards, it doesn't get the kedusha of the payment shvius. Those are the opinion of Rashi and Tesis. But each one learns that the prepayment is different than the later payment. But with Rashi and Tesis. But there's a third opinion in the Rishonim, which is the Ran. The Ran equates the two sugyas entirely. The Ran learns like Tesis in our sugya by Esnan, that if the Esnan is around Bishas Bia, then it's Chalitz or Esnan Lamafreya. And from this, the Ran proves like the Ramban in the previous sugya. And as long as the chivitz is be'en, when you pay reshvius are be'en, when you pay back, so it's chal kedusha on them. So also over here, because the tzle is be'en, when there's a bia, so it's chal the iser esnan on it. So the Ran holds that there's no difference between whether the there was a prepayment or a later payment. The Ran holds that both things are the same. As long as the object is be'en, when you're being given its tachlif, its payment, then it's chal adin. It's the payer shvius are bad when you pay back, so it's chal kedusha shvius. And then here, if the tle is around bishas bia, so it's chal the iser esnan on the tle. That's it. So the Ran does equate these two things, but we see that both in Rashi and in Tesis, we could differentiate them, as we saw previously. Now, there's another point here to speak out in the opinion of Tesis. Tesis says that when you say me'achshav, so it's chal and iser esan l'mafreya. Chal and iser esan l'mafreya, mishas that he gave her the esna. It's from l'mafreya. It's chal l'mafreya when he gave her the esna. And you see that again in Tesis. Tesis asks in the topic of the Gemara, by karma v'hikdi shasa imahu. She was makdashit, and then he was ba'aleh. Is it chal esnan or not? So asks Tesis, how could Esna possibly be chal at this time when he's Baalea? Hare, at the time that he's Baalea, the sheep is already Kaddish. And the Gemara says in Tzmura that the Kol Neder Prat L'Nodur, that on something which is already Kaddish, it's not chal din Esnan. So here at the time that he's Baalea, so the it's already Kaddish. How could it be chal din of Esnan? So Tesis, Shem Mahocha Me'achar De'isi B'shaz Bia, Chal iser esan l'mafreya, shad yavla, v'az lo haya hektish. So he says it's not shver, because the iser esan is chal l'mafreya from when he gave it to her. As long as there was the bia l'basoif, so the iser esan is chal from the time that he gave it to her. So it's not called that esan is chal on mukdoshim. It's true, the only thing that makes the esan an esnan is because he's bo'aleha, and at that time it's already kadosh. That's true. But we look at the time that it became an esnan. The time that it became an Esnan is when he gave it to originally, before she was Makdashit. So therefore, there's no problem of Esnan Chal ala Mugdashim. Akoponim, it's clear in Tesis that the din Esnan is Chal Mafreya, like the Lashon HaGemara. Tesis learns the Kipshuta, that Esnan is really Chal Mafreya, even when he gives her Me'achshav, as long as Esnan is around Bishas Bia, so it's Chal Nidin Nisr Esnan Mafreya, from the time that he gave it to her. In Cain, the Gemara is very difficult to understand. The Gemara says why is it not Aser Besnan? The answer is it's karma v'hikri v'asai. Because the carbon was already karev before the bia, so it's no the carbon isn't around, the sheep isn't around. So it can't be chalan in a din esnan. Shailas lefi Taisis, who cares? According to Taisis, once there was a bia l'basayf, so it's chal din esnan l'mafreya. Meaning, according to Taisis, says mavui rechidish, that even though that it could be chal din esnan even before there's a bia. What makes it an esnan is that it's given for bia. You don't need it to be around bishas bia to make it an esnan. As long as it's given for the purpose of bia as a payment for bia, then it could be chal din esnan, and therefore it's chal din esnan amafreya. from the time that he gave it to her, even before there was a bia. It's in Cain that as long as something is given as a payment for a bia, even if it's before the bia, it's in Cain, then even though it's no longer around, b'shas bia, it could also be chal in a din estan. Why not? So Rav Shach in Perek Dalet of Yisurim Mizbeach explains Taisus the following Yisoid. Says Rav Shach, it's like this. He gives her a sheep, al das bia. If she right now goes and uses the sheep, so now whether there'll be bia later on or not, it's only a question whether she has to pay him for it or not. She has no right to have the sheep or without unless there's going to be a bia. If there's no bia l'basoid, she has to return the sheep. But if she already went and used the sheep is no longer here. So the only question is whether she has to pay or not. So again, their din is that she has the sheep for the bia, and only b'shas bia is it nishlam, is it feared, is it completed her schus in the sheep. But if she went and used the sheep, so then the question is does she have to pay him back? Does she have to give him money for the sheep or not give him money for the sheep? But if the sheep is be'en, so then the question is does she keep the sheep or does she not keep the sheep? So me'lazei says Rav Shach, when the sheep is no longer here b'shas bia. So then the bia is just nafkamina whether she pays money or keeps money. So the bia can't be making the sheep into an etznan, because the bia is the what she's getting for the bia is money, and not a sheep. So on the money is not going to be chal din of etznan. Etznan is only chal on the sheep, something which can be brought. Mashenkin, if the sheep is in the world still and the sheep is by her, so then what she's getting for the bia is the sheep. So then it could be chal din of etznan. So the oilam, the it's only chal befoyal the shem etznan ayday when the sheep is around bishas bia. If the sheep is around bishas bia, so then it's what's happening is the bia is letting her have a schus in the sheep. So that gives the bia gives her a schus in the sheep. Then it could be chal and etznan. The etznan is chal already l'mafreya from the time that he gave it to her. As once he gave her something for the bia, and it ended up working out that it was for the bia, so it's chalateres esnan l'mafreya mishas anesina. So if the sheep is around bishas bia, so then it's chaladin esnan on the sheep mishas nesina. Mashenkini, the sheep is no longer around. So the sheep she for sure was zeichin. Whether it's a bia or not, she was zeichin the sheep. The only question is, does she have to pay or not? So the bia gives her the right is in her money, not in the sheep. So then the bia doesn't make a teres esnan. That's what explains he said to the Gemara Lefitaisis. Even though it's what's happening is that it could be chalam afreya, could only be chalam afreya if what she's getting a schus in a sheep, not if she's getting a schus in money. That's a gevaldik yisoid that Rashach says to explain the sugya lefitaisis. Another point in the sugya here, Gemara brings the suffix of kadmavik di shasei mahu. What happens if she's makdashit before and then he's boiled it? Kaza mirasal gavoyik misrasal ahediyit. So it's like she was already makrevit. Or that it's like ben, and therefore it could be chalin et itzeresna. So the Rambam paskins that the Gemara isn't pushing this off. Teku, the end of the Gemara. But the Rambam paskins that the chatchila you should not be makrevit as a carbon, this esnan. But if you're makrevit, so hortze. But you have it hortze, that's the Rambam's opinion in general. There's a suffix in carbonis, but you have it, it's kosher. But the chatchila you can't be makrevit because it's a suffix whether it's an esnan. The Ramah in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Chaf Aleph says that it's usher to make things in the shul from an Esan Zayin and Mechir Kalef. Just like it applies Midaraisa in the Beis HaMikdash, Suad Midrabanan applies in the shul. You can't use it to make things in the shul from an Esan Zayin and Mechir Kalef. So the Magen Avram there in Sif Katan Memvav brings the Ramah by us. I call my vikti shosai. That's a suffix. Chatchila not to use it. Says the Magen Avraham calls it legabe the din de araisa of esnan and the beis hamikdash. But in the din of beis haknesses, where it's only asher mid rabbanon. So if a person gives an esnan zayna, if he gives it to her before the bia, and then kadma vikti shosai to the beis haknesses, and then baalel, so even the chatchila you could use it. Use it even the chatchila because all it's only drabanan. So in the suffix drabanan, we'll go lakula in the suffix of the gemara. That's the cheshen of the gemara and Avram. a very good cheshbon. However, it's not so clear that this whole perspective is correct. Why? Because the Meiri by us brings a nidoin. What's the din if she gives it to someone else as a gift? Person gives the tle to the zayna. I'm not saying he's going to be baalei. And then she goes and gives it to somebody else. And then he's baalei. Is it chal the iser of esna? So the first opinion the Meiri says that it's telling the topic of the Gemara. Mali machor l'shamayim, mali machor l'hedyot. See, just like by machor l'shamayim, it's a suffix. Also, machor l'hedyot is a suffix, whether it's chalan or nesna. And Meir brings another opinion. He says, "V'yesho imir m'she'ein olav shem esna klal." It's for sure not a nesna that she gives it to somebody else. What's the raya? Because it says in the Gemara, "Amirasa l'gavaya kim misirasa l'hedyot." Amba misiras hedyot. Ein achar of shame es nan klal. That when you give it to someone else, it's for sure not an esnan. But when she's makdashit as a karmon, then it's a question. Because is that mamish like Missy Russell Hedget or not? What does the Meiri mean? The when she's makdashit as a karmon, it's for sure not hers. It's called mamon gavaya. Why should that be any different? Why should that be any worse than giving it to somebody else? So the Meiri already in the last few words already tells us the answer. The Meiri says, and you come back on the Baba Kama, the Fayin Vav, Posakna Shehekdish Enu Kimichira Bekotchim Izbeach. That the Gemara there says that a person, a Ganif, if he's Makdish, the Behema as a carbon that he stole, so it's not like Mechira. If a Ganif sells the Shor, says Chayiv Dalat Vehe. But if he's Makdish it, then it's not like a Mechira. So that the Eri, it brings us as a proof that we can differentiate between being something into a carbon and giving it to somebody else. What's the svar? The svar the Gemara says here in Baba Kama is may karatur deruvein v'hashatur deruvein. When a person has an animal and he brings it as a karbon, so it's true that he no longer owns it. He can't do other things with it. It's called mamon gavaya. But it's still considered his to a certain degree. Because now he gets the kapar from the karbon. May karatur deruvein v'hashatur deruvein. Therefore it's still considered his to a certain degree. So that's the Meiri learns. That was the subject of the Gemara by us, was, is Hekdish like Mechira? By Mechira, it's for sure, because it's out of Harishus, so then it can't be Chalin and Esna, because it's no longer by her. It's like it's not by Olam, it's by somebody else, but it's by her, it's not there for Bechlal. But she ain't came when she's Makdish it, because she still has something from it, she has the Kapar of the Karbon. So then there's a Tzad that it could be Chalin and Esna. That was the subject of the Gemara. In came, what's the din when she's makdashit to Berek Habayis? If she's makdashit to Berek Habayis, is that also the suffix of the Gemara? Also by Berek Habayis, there's a psul of Esnan. Would we have the same suffix of the Gemara? Fi the Meiri, it's clear that we would not. It's poshut that it would not be chal adin Esnan. Why? Because Te says in Baba Kama, there's a difference between a karbon and Berek Habayis. A karbon by himself has the kapara from it, so it's still called Tura de Ruvin. It's his to a certain degree. Hashem gave Berek Habayis, Bayim has nothing out of it. So it's no longer called Tura Deruvin. So it's called the Mechir, like Abed Yalad Vei. It's considered like it went out of his Rashus entirely. So who are then by us? If the Zayna was Magdashit to Berek Habayis, so it's that's like a Mechir, a Mesir Lehejit Mamish, and then it's for sure not Chalim in the Teres Esna. In Cain, we could say the din of the Magen Avram is true, but not for it's much more simple reason than the Magen Avram. Magen Avraham says when if the Zayna gives it to the shul, and then he's baalei, so it's tafik atali in the safik of the Gemara, but it's a safik and by Beis HaKnesset, which is Rabbanan, we can go to Kula. L'chor, the din of the Magen Avraham is correct, but much more simply, the din of the Magen Avraham is correct because a shul is like Berek Habayis. It's no longer true in the Ruvein. When the person is makdish something to the shul, it's no longer theirs in any way. It belongs 100% to the shul. They might get a plaque that says their name on it, but l'maisa, the person lost all connection to this object from the time that they gave it over to the shul. So in Cain, that's mamash like a Mesir Lehedit. And a Mesir Lehedit was pushing to the Gemara that it's not Chalin in the Teres Esnan. That's what Chayro would come out from the Meiri. But it seems the Magen Avraham did not learn the Gemara that way. It seems the Magen Avraham learned like the first side in the Meiri, that the subject of the Gemara is not only by Hekdish, but by all types of giving it to somebody else. And the subject goes Bechal, that when it's in someone else's Rishus, could it be Chalin in the Teres Esnan? That's what it seems the way the Magen Avraham learned. And therefore, the only reason that he was Mekel by the Shul was by saying that it's telling the Tzadik of the Gemara, and by Dinan the Rabbanan we could go Lakula. Another point in the Gemara goes on to the Seif of the Braisa, that Ba'alev Acharkach Nosan Lo, it's Nona Mutter, whereas the Seer from another Braisa which says it's Nona Aser, whereas Machal between Tle Zeh and Tle Stam. When he says Tle Stam, he's Mechuyiv to give her any Tle, then what's given for it is not called, it's not Chachan L'Nedin Esman, like the Yisoid of Reb Yanai, because all it is a Chiyuv, and what's given for that, even though it's given for the Bia, but as long as it's not given Bishas Bia, so it's Mutter. It's not called an Esman, but Mashen Kein Tle Zeh, so she gets it already Bishas Bia, and she gets the Tle, so it's Chal L'Nedin Esman. The Mar asks, but still, HaMechzeru Meshicha, even by Tle Zeh, why is it also, she needs Meshicha? She needs to be kainet, and she wasn't kainet. Mara says, either we're talking about a zayna that is kechavim, who's kainet be mishicha, or a zayna Yisraelis, and it's kainet be chatzera, and he made her into an apaitaki, and that's why she's kainet. Let's move forward in the Gemara. So the Rashba takes out, you say from our Gemara, you say in the Chesha Mishpat, says the Rashba, that if a person makes up with his worker, that'll give him a specific object for his work. You work for me today, and I'll give you this item. So says the Rashi that the chiv is in chal, like the tzayd of our Gemara. Our Gemara says that by tleze, the zayin is working for him, and he says he's going to give her tleze. She's not kind. Hamechzer mishicha. That's Rashi. That's mafurish. That's muchach from our Gemara. The Rashi is mistapik if you could be mechayiv a certain type of thing. If you could be mechayiv to give chitim, to give wheat. Normally a worker gets money. You can't be mechayiv a specific thing. If you mechayiv a specific thing, you could be chayzer. You could be chayzer, and either of them could say that we don't want that specifically, and rather you have to give money. Rashba is mesupik whether if you're mechayiv a type of item like wheat, whether that chayiv is chal. That the Rashba says. This din of the Rashba is paskin in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Siman Shin Lamed Beis. The Ksoy Sachoshin. It's in Reish Gimel, if Kazan Dalit asks that this din is contradicted from the Shulchan Aruch over there. Shulchan Aruch there brings up the Nemuka Yosef in Perek Hazov. It says that if I sell someone fruits, and with this I want them to give me a specific item to be used as payment, to pay me in a silver dollar that he has, not just a dollar. He doesn't owe me a dollar. He owes me that specific silver dollar that he has, that $2 bill that he has, that one I want to be kaina. So I'm kaina that. He has to give me that specific thing. Says the Ksais. Why is it different? How is it different than the Rashba? We see that you can't be mechayiv a specific item. Maybe you can be mechayiv a type of item, but not a specific item. And there the Nemuka Yosef says, and that's in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you could be mechayiv on a unique item, and he has to give you dafka that. So the Ksais answers with Api the Mishnah Min of Hazov. When it says what's before there in the Mishnah, Hazov Kain is a Kesef, Eina Kesef Kain is Hazov. So before there, as the Gemara explains, is that Peira is Mechayev Tiva, but Tiva is not Mechayev Peira. Which means when a person gives fruits, a person gives an item, so that's Mechayev, the person who is Moshech, the Lekeach, the buyer who is Moshech, the fruits, to now pay for that item. But ein azov koines akesef. But if person gives money, the money is not mechayev the buyer to give the item. He has to give back the money, obviously, but it's not mechayev him to give back the item, because money is not koine. Only mishicha is koine. Mishicha is koine and is mechayev to pay. But money is not koine. There's an inyan of mishapara, like it says there in the Mishnah. But as to make a complete kinyan, money is not koine. So says the Ksais, that's the Yisayit. When the Nemuka Yosef is talking about when a person was Moshech Peiris. When I'm Moshech Peiris, that's Peira. Peira is Mechayiv Tiva. So it's Mechayiv me to give. I could also Mechayiv to give a specific item. Masha'in Kein Schiris Poyalim, says the Ksais, is Kesef. It's the person gave me, he didn't give me an item. He gave me work. Work is in that to give me money. His work is worth something, so it's like it has din of kesef, din of tiva, not a din of peira. Therefore, when he gives me his work, So he that's giving me money. And with that, I can't be, it's not chalam yechiv to give something specific. I have to pay him for his work, obviously. That's the neskiris poilim. I have to pay him for his work. But it can't be mechayev to give a specific item for what he gave me. Because only when you make a kinyan, the kinyan has the ability to mechayev a specific item. That's the aside of the ksais. There's another ksais. The ksais in Shin Lamed Beis, Sivkot and Dalet. The ksais there brings the Tshuvas Maharam, Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was mesupik in this din of the Rashba. Mesupik in the din of the Rashba, when I hire a worker to work for me, and I tell him that I'll give him a specific item, whether I have to give it or not. So the Ksai says that he doesn't understand what the Tzadik of Rabbeinu Tam was. It's a mefurish in the Gemara, Nevo Yedazor, Dav Samech Gimel, that you don't have to give, like the Rashba says. That's what the Ksai says. It's a din that's mukhrach. The Chazon Ish, however, asks that really the din of the Rashba is not mukhrach. And he says that could be pshat, this could be pshat Rabbeinu Tam, and really we don't know where the Rashba got this din from. What explains the Chazon Ish. That it's true, Mavur in our Gemara, that when he says Tlezeh, and it's Mechzer Meshicha, so then it's not Aser Be'esna. That's he said, that's Mavur in our Gemara. But it says the Chazon Ish, we're in the whole Sugi is a Sugi here of Rabbi Yanai. In our Sugi, it's Mavur Yisoid, that even in a case when you're Mechuyiv to pay, but as long as the item was not Nikne, Bishas, that you gave the Perishvias, Bishas, the Bia. So it's not Chalan et the Dinim. In order to be Chal the Din Esnan, has to be that the sheep was given to the Zayna Bishas Bia. That's the side of the Sugya. In the case of Rabbi Yanai, the Vada, the Bei Rabbi Yanai has to pay back for the Perishvias. For sure, there's no suffix. But they're for sure Mechuyiv. But because it wasn't given at the time that the Perishvias were given over, so it's not Chalan in a Din of Perishvias. So says the Chazon Ish. It could very well be that if I hire a worker and I say, I'll give you a sheep, this specific sheep, that I have to give him that sheep. But he wasn't yet kind of the sheep. That's what Gemara says. Gemara says that HaMechzer Meshicha, at the time of the Bia, there wasn't yet a kinyan, it wasn't feared ice, it wasn't completed, the kinyan on the sheep. So it's true that the man has to give her the sheep for the Sar Bia. But that doesn't make it into an Esnan. The only way that it makes it into an Esnan is if it's actually completed, then at the time of the Bia, he already has given her the sheep. So he could be mechuyev to give her this sheep. That could be. But as long as she isn't kaina this sheep, Ishaz Bia, then it won't be chalan in an Esnan. So the real Chazon Ish is as Kushya Tzuma and the Rashba. How could the Rashba prove from our Sugya that there's no chiyuv chal? Maybe there's a chiyuv chal, but it wasn't yet. It wasn't completed, the kinyan on the sheep, b'shas bia, and then won't be chalan in a teres esna. This Chazon Ish says, Kuyib Shad Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam was mesupik, and he didn't have a raya from our Gemara. But a kapon of the Rashba is shver, for sure, very sure. How could the Rashba prove from this he said from our Gemara? L'chor, what we have to say, b'das the Rashba, beginning of a teres, I don't have a complete teres, but we have to say, b'das the Rashba, is that even though we see from Rabbi Yanai, that when you're mechuyiv, and then you pay back later, so it's not chalin in a din of peir shvias. That's only when you're mechuyev to give back anything. But if you've been mechuyev to give back something specific, which you already have at that time, so that's considered already, this was already miyuchad, it was already set aside, that this is coming for the peir shvias. So even though it wasn't yet handed over, it wasn't yet completed the kinyan on that, as long as it's clear that these two things are being traded one for the other, because you give me Peirish Shvias, I'm giving you this piece of meat. I'm mechuyev to give you the piece of meat, even though I didn't actually give it to you yet, because this was set aside for the Peirish Shvias, so it could be chal in it, the Isser of Peirish Shvias. So that's what the Rashba also held by us. And even if she was not kaina the tle, Bishas Bia, but if it would be chal the yichud that he has to give her this tle, so this tle is for sure being given for the Bia. When you give it later on, it's just that she actually is lacking the actual Maisa Kinyan. But it was already set aside for the Bia. So then it's chal on it a din of Esnan. That's the opinion of the Rashi, but Rabbeinu Tam al-Nishna say, Rabbeinu Tam and Chazon Ish held that only if it's she's actually kaina Bishas Bia, then it's chal on it a din of Esnan. Another point here is the Gemara asks Hamechzer Meshicha, the only kind of Meshicha. Her answer is B'zayin Averes Kechavim, and she is kind of with Kesef. We're in the Gemara here that Yisrael is koinu with Mashiach and a goy is koinu with Kesef. So this is not so simple. Because really there's Machlikas, Rabbi Yechanan, and Rish Lakish in Perek Hazov and other places. Rabbi Yechanan holds that Midaraisa, Yisrael is koinu with Kesef. And only Midrabanan is koinu only, Midrabanan they're Misakin, you're koinu only with Mashiach and not with Kesef. But that's the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish also knows that Midaraisa, Yisrael is koinu with Mashiach. So again, if you're Biyechanan, Yisrael's koina be Mashiach. If you're Biyechanan, Midarais, you're koina with Kesef. Midraban with Mashiach. If you're Yish Lakish, you're koina Midarais with Mashiach. Now there's a Gemara in Bechiris, that's Yir Gimel. The Gemara there says that the kinyan that there is between a Yisrael and a Goy is the opposite of the kinyan that there is between a Yisrael and a Yisrael. So therefore, if you're Biyechanan, a Goy is koina with Mashiach, because Yisrael is koina Midarais with Kesef. So a Goy is koina with Mashiach. And the Firish Lakish, a guy is koina with Kesef. So again, the Firish Lakish, Yisrael is koina with Mashiach and a guy with Kesef. Fir Biyechanan, a guy is koina with Mashiach and Yisrael midaraisa with Kesef, midrabana with Mashiach. And our Gemara says that Zoyna Vedas Koychavim is koina with Kesef. L'chair, that's only Firish Lakish. The Fir Biyechanan Fakert, a guy is koina with Mashiach. So Yishem Seinach Anami, that our Sig is going with Firish Lakish. That's in this sugya is a makar to Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is that halacha is like Reish Lakish. That's it's very geshmak that the Gemara is going with the halacha that a guy is kaina with kesef. It could also be a smach to Shitas Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Zchiyah Matana Halacha Yedalid learns the different pshat in the Gemara in Bechiris. The Rambam learns that a guy is kaina either with kesef or with Mashiach. A Yisrael is kaina midaraisa only with kesef. A guy is koina either with Kesef or with Mashiach. So now also, if either Rambam the Gemara is good, that a guy is koina with Mashiach. With Kesef. But if either the Rishonim, that La Lacha, La Rabbi Yechanan, a guy is koina with Mashiach, we have to say the Gemara here is going with the Reish Lakish. So that's in the Gemara's Teretz. But the Rishonim, many Rishonim are asked the question in the Gemara's question. The Gemara asks, that HaMechzer Mashiach, what's Shver? Lefir Biyechanan, Yisrael is koinu midaraisa with Kesef. So there's no problem. So the whole din of Esnan is a din de'araisa. So because Yisrael is koinu midaraisa with Kesef, so she's koinu midaraisa. So it became an Esnan. So the Ramban says that in the Hanami. Also, the first question of the Gemara is only if you reach Lakish. But Lefir Biyechanan, because she's koinu midaraisa, so it's called an Esnan. Even though the Rabbanan came and said she's not koinu, it doesn't matter. It's still in the realm of the Araisa. It's still koina. It's still called an esna. The makar to this far is from a Gemara in Bab Metzia Daf Memches. What's mavur there is that the fee, if you give a dinar of hektish to someone to be koina an object, so it's called meila. Lefir biyechanan the midaraisa ma'is koinus. It's called meila, even though midrabana you're not koina. But for dinim the Araisa, for isurim the Araisa, we go with the realm of the Araisa. So that's what the Gemara says. Lagabe meila. So Ramban says the same thing, Lagabe Esnan. As long as she's koina midaraisa, then it's called an Esnan. That's the opinion of the Ramban. But Taisus asks the question, and Taisus says a chiluk. Taisus says, because they were mafkia, Nidrabon, they're mafkia, that she's not koina, so also she's not koina, it's not an Esnan. But it's not daima to mi'ila. Because if it's mi'ila midaraisa, mi'afkia mi'ila mi'mois hektish. So who's going to take away the mi'ila? Taisus is very not clear. What at the end of the day, what's the difference? Taisus says, by Esnan we say that because Midrabanan they said that you're not koina with Kesef, so you're not koina bichlal, so it's not an Esnan. But by Meila, because you're koina midaraisa, so that's enough. So what's the difference? There are numerous drachim in the Achrayim to explain the Yisayit of Taisus. We'll just meant Rabbi Krieger and Bamatiya Memches says the Mahalach. We'll see a different Mahalach here from Rabbi Elchanan. Elchanan in Koibet Ha'aretz says that L'maisa, once Hefker Bezin is Hefker, they took away the Kenyan Mois, so you're not Kenyan. So it doesn't make a Kenyan. Now, Halacha L'maisa doesn't make a Kenyan. And that's why by Esnan, it's not an Esnan, because L'maisa, there's no Kenyan happening. Mashenkin Megabi Mi'ila, says Rabbi Elchanan, we don't need the actual Kenyan to happen. Mi'ila Tali, from using the money of Hektish. So if you use the money of Hektish for yourself, you did a Maisa Haknav Hoitza, you did an act, which Midaraisa is considered an act of Hoitzos Mammon of Hektish, So even though the Rabbanu are mafkia, that the kinyan can't be chal, but that's called that you're using the money for yourself. In the eyes of the Torah, this is an act to mighty the money mirshos hekdesh. So the gabi me'ilah, that's enough. But for esnan, in order that it should be chal under the Torah's esnan, she needs to be koine tetzlet. Now that the Rabbanan said that mois is not koine, and only mishicha, so also for her, she has to be koine tetzlet b'darki akinyan. Another point here in the Gemara, and here in the Gemara brings a brace on the bottom of the Amud, to Amud Beis, the din of person cheating his workers. So she gave them money, so you're not choishesh for shvius and for meiser. So the Ritva asks a question here: why is he not choishesh for lifnei iver? Person's cheating his workers who are amei aretz. He gives them money. Some of the workers will go use the money and they'll buy food that's not moser. So why is there no problem of lifnei iver? Enters the Ritva. The mihalcha shaminon to kol she'in anu noisdim loya iser atzmai hadover sofek imigach iser imlav ein by mishum lifnei iver afilu lagabi Yisrael. Says Ritva, very important you said in the din of lifnei iver. Lifnei iver says, the Ritva says, is only when it's clear that they'll be over the iser. Here, it's not clear that they'll be over the Isser. But the Ritva adds in a few words. The Ritva says, why? Because you didn't give him the Isser itself. It's mashma in the Ritva that if a person would give Isser mamish to the Amei Aretz, even though it's not clear that they will be over the Isser or not. So that's called Lifnei Iver. The Iver, the Ritva says here, there are two conditions that are necessary in order to say that he's not over Lifnei Iver. Number one, you did not give them the Isser itself. And number two, it's not clear that they'll be over. It's not sure that if you have one without the other, then you would be over Lifnei Iver. Which means that if you give a person the Isser itself, even though it's not clear whether it'll be over or not, so you are over Lifnei Iver. That's Mashon the Ritva here. Chayr, this doesn't work with the Ritva says in the first parak, Daf Tezvav Min Beis. There the Ritva says, that ein lav the lifnei iver el kashenoyis nei mishiyas by avira vaday. That the Ritva says that it's only the only problem with lifnei iver if you give him in a way he will for sure be over the avira. The Ritva there is talking about selling an ama aretz, an animal during shvius, which he can use the animal to plow his field. So it's lifnei iver and I'm giving away to plow his field during shvius. Ritva says, because there's something else that he could do with it. He could shecht it, so therefore there's no lifnei iver. That doesn't work with what the Ritva says by us. Right there, you're giving him the thing itself. He's going to use this shor itself to plow his field. And there the Ritva says, it's all totally whether it's vadeh or not vadeh. Here, but by us, the Ritva is mashma, that if it's a suffix, as long as you gave him the iser itself, then it's usher because of lifnei iver. So l'chor we can see there's a chiluk here in these two dinim. By us, we're referring to a person has workers that they're working for the day and they want to eat lunch. So if I go and I give them food which is not m'usr, so they're for sure going to eat it, right? They ask, they say, what are we having for lunch? So whatever food that I give them, they're going to eat. So l'ayin according to the Ritva, tell you whether there's a suffik or no suffik. If there's a suffik, it's mutter. If there's no suffik, it's usr. But the Ritva means by us means the following: when you give them food that's not ma'usr, so and they're hungry, so for sure going to eat it. So that's called that you gave them vada yisr. It's not a question whether they're going to eat it or not. Hashenkin, when I give them money and I say go to the store and buy yourself lunch, so I don't know which store they're going to go to. Maybe they'll go to the Mahadran store. Maybe they'll go to the store with that's run by an ama aretz and then buy food that's not ma'usr. So the nakuda of whether I gave them the yisr itself or not the yisr itself is really the nakuda is. Whether is it a vadayis or not a vadayis? Just the way that that's totally in whether you give them the food or they give them money, and therefore it shims with what the Ritva says there in the first parak. When you sell someone a behema, so it's not clear what he's going to do with it. It's very likely that he'll use it to plow his field, but it's also possible that he wants to shecht it. Roy behemas are used for plowing, and the meat are used for shecht. The Gemara says in Bava Basra. So there definitely exists a good possibility that he wants to shecht it and eat it. So therefore, it's not called that I gave him vada yisr. I gave him a possibility for him to decide to do an isr. Shenkin, when you give someone food that's not kosher, and they're hungry, so it's not really a question what they will do or don't do with it. They're going to eat it. So that's, therefore, you're able to say either. The Lord continues to ask on Rabbi Yana from this Braisa, that in the Braisa, in the Sefer of the Braisa, it says that he told his workers, Tzuv Ochlu Va'ani Pareya, then he's choishish mishum shviyis, mishum meiser, mishum yai nesach. So even though he's paying back later, so there's a problem of shviyis and yai nesach. If you're Yana, we see that if you pay back later on, so there's no iser. The Mar brings the answer of Rav Chizor. Rav Chizor says, "B'chen vani amakifay, the mishtabedlay, the kaven de orche lo lakufe kanilu diner gabe." We're talking about here a storekeeper, which normally you borrow from b'hakafa, you borrow from on credit. So therefore, because he normally borrows on credit, so he's already kaina diner. The chen vani is kaina diner by the balabais. Hashem came by Be'er Yanai, so it wasn't chen vani amakifay, like Rashi says, and that's why there's no iser. So then the Gemara asks, in Hemshech, the Gemara asks in this from Rava that why you're not koina midin arev. Rava says that Omer Teimanu Leploini dignu kol nechase loch koina midin arev. And Rashi explains the Gemara's question is that in the case of Rabbi Yanai, that even though techen v'ni she'in makifay, but because you're koina midin arev, so that's why it should be yasser. So the Ravan asks that the case of Rabbi Yanai is not an arev. They borrowed and they're paying back. Where why is it called an arev? I said, B'chal called Arif. So, L'chair, Rashi, we'll see in a second what the Ramban says, but presumably Rashi understood, like Taisa says over here, in the case of Rabbi Yanai is also an Arif. Taisa says that the Bei Rabbi Yanai were the ones that borrowed, meaning his house, his B'nai Bayis, are the ones that borrowed the payers from the Aniyim, and Rabbi Yanai himself paid back. That's why it's similar to an Arif, that Rabbi Yanai became Mechuyit to pay back to the Aniyim when his B'nai Bayis bought. The Ramban does ask this as a question on Rashi, that here it's not midin arev. The Ramban also asks on Rashi a much more basic question, that who cares that you're mechuyev? We know you're mechuyev. The midin in the Gemara is, are you mechuyev or not mechuyev? In the case of Rabbi Yanai, you're for sure mechuyev to pay back. That wasn't the issue at hand. You're definitely mechuyev to pay back. The question is, are you koine or not koine? Even though the Be'er Yanai became mechuyev to pay back when they borrowed payers from Aniyim, but the Aniyim were not koine those payers shvius right now, and then therefore in the time they paid back, so it's not chalim them kedushas shvius. So what's the whole Gemara talking about? It's true that you're chayev to pay back. You're for sure chayev to pay back. That was not the question. The question is it chalim or an iser? So therefore, the Ramban learns a different pshat in the Gemara. The Ramban learns that the Gemara wasn't dealing with whether there's a chiyuv to pay back or not. The Ramban says the word mishtabid is lav dafka. The Gemara says that chemini makifay, you're mishtabid. They couldn't agree with the Gemara saying there's a fascinating chiddush. But chemini makifay, because behu ana that he trusts me, that he lets me buy and I could pay back later on, behu ana that he trusts me, so I'm gomeru maknile the dinner. When I go and go to the store and I buy something from him, so I'm already maknet to him a dinner in my nechas. It comes from the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra that Arev, the chiv of Arev, is because he's trusted, so therefore he's mishabit. So Ramban says not only is it mishabit, it also can make a kinyan. Like we see really in the Hemshach Gemara here by Rava. And Rava says the din of Arev works to make a kinyan. Because you trust someone, so therefore you could be kind of midin arif. So therefore, the Ramban learns that the nidin in the sugi is that you could be kind of right away. By chenveni makifa, the Gemara says, because he always trusts me that I could buy from him now and pay him back later on. So b'ahu ano the kamehemin le gomru makni le. I'm already makni a dinner. If the kinyan is already chal on the dinner, so therefore it's already nifas the iser. The whole heter of the Be'er Yanai was looking at it, was to find a way that you're owing him the money right now, but he wasn't yet koine the other thing. So the Gemara answered that chen v'ni makifay, it's different than Rabbi Yanai. Rashi says, because Rabbi Yanai was the chen v'ni she'in makifay. The man says, much more simple. No, it could be that Rabbi Yanai was the chen v'ni makifay. But Rabbi Yanai was borrowing payers in Shvius, and he's going to pay back in Shminis. That was the whole point. The point is that the Aniyim should get other payers. So even there, even if it would be a chen v'ni makifay, but the iser can't be chal, because the point is that I want the idea that it's chen v'ni makifay, therefore it's gomer u maknile, therefore it's already It's already completed the kinyan. In the case of Rabbi Yaniv, you're going to pay back other payrois, so it can't be that it was completed the kinyan on those payrois. Those payrois are not in the world right now. Vada, you can't be kinyan yet those payrois. So that was the Gemara's chiluk between here and Rabbi Yaniv. So when the Gemara goes on to ask that even mechen mini she'in makifei, so you also should be kinyan. That's the Gemara's question according to the Ramban. You should also be kinyan, but even mechen mini she'in makifei. We're not going back to Rabbi Yaniv. Because Rabbi Yaniv, again, that's for sure that you will not be kinyan. In the case of Rabbi Yaniv, because the Pirush Shemines are not here, you can't be kind to them. But what the Gemara was asking was that if Rabbi Chizah was said the case of the Braisa, was Chen V'ni Makifai, why did he stop? And because of the Yesoid, that because you trust him. So therefore he's already makin you a dinner. Why did Rabbi Chizah need to be Maimin Davka by Chen V'ni Makifai? We can be talking about even Chen V'ni Shein Makifai. Even talking about Chen V'ni Shein Makifai. And because Rabbi said you're kind of eating arf, as long as right now you said to give my workers food and I'll pay you back later, even though this is the first time that you ever met this chenveni, but as long as you tell a person even one time, you tell him give money to so and so and I'll be makin it to you. So Rabbi said you're kind of eating arif. So why did Rav Chizkas feel the need to be mind the brace of dafka by chenveni hamakifai? If you're talking about even chenveni shein makifai. But the Gemara was never going back to the case of Rav Yanai, because that Rav Chizkas said a good chiluk between us and Rav Yanai. Because there the payrus are not ba'olam, the payrus sheminis are not ba'olam, so therefore you cannot be kind to them. So therefore Rav proves from here that Leishna Makifai, Leishna She'in Makifai, Avgav de Mishabed Lei, Kibdom Yachet Shibudei Lei Mitzar. So this is a little confusing. The what the maskar of the Gemara is, the Fiyad Ramban, is that even though there is a Shibud, but you're not kaina. If you'd be kaina, then you for sure would have the Isser. So the Gemara before, Rav Chizkas meant to say that you're kaina. So when Rava is arguing with Rav Chizkas, the point of Rava is that therefore you're not kaina, because if there's no reason, once you're kaina over here, then for sure it's Isser. The whole point of Rava must be is that even though you have a Shibu to give back, but there's no kinyan. So the Rashi asks in the Ramban that the Lashon of the Gemara is very difficult. Rava says that even though there's a Shibud, it's Lo Miyachid Shibudei. And therefore there's no Isser. That's not the Vart Bechlal of Yidur Ramban. The Vart of Yidur Ramban is that even though you have a Shibur, but you don't have a Kinyan. The Rashba leaves the Ramban with a Tzarechin. The Ramban's Pshad in the Gemara. It's very good in the earlier on in the Gemara, but in Rava, it's Vayd Shver. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.